Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the A New Day Show. I am so excited that you took the time this morning to spend with us. It is such a beautiful Saturday morning, and we appreciate you having breakfast with us this morning. And we know you could be somewhere else this morning, and you decide to listen to this conversation. And believe me, we are going to let it be worth your while. So I want to just go ahead and just bring my esteemed guest on. And my guest, again, is no stranger to Blog Talk Radio. He's a return guest here. He also has his own blog talk show. So we are family. So I just want to go ahead and welcome Dina back. Dina, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Daphne. It's a wonderful day here where I am as well, here in Central Ohio, and I'm glad to be back on the show with you.
Thank you so much, and especially on a Saturday morning. I know it's family time, but you respect and love the guests so much, and you decided you want to spend this this hour with them this morning, and we appreciate that because we know today's family time, but you wanted to give them what they deserve, because the last time with the system we had some challenges, and you were committed to coming back, and here you are, and we all appreciate you, sir, for doing that.
Oh, not a problem at all. And I try to make sure I have family time every day, so I am not neglecting my folk today at all.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you so much. For those people who weren't on the last time, and as a matter of fact, there are probably some people who have not listened to your show. Would you please introduce yourself, and then we are going to go straight into the task at hand for today.
Okay. My name is Dino Herbert, like you said, and I think first and foremost I'm an entrepreneur, and I came about being that because a series of events in my life kind of led me that way, and I realized that it was something that was deep and dear in my heart. In terms of having the freedom of my life to do and be the way that I would want to be, and to be able to spend lots of time with my family and with my wife and my children. And so I'm an entrepreneur, I'm an architect, I'm a realtor, I have a distributor's business, and I'm a speaker. And what I speak about is entrepreneurship, in addition to a few other topics. And it's become near and dear to my heart because this latest recession that we have been experiencing in the U.S., I've received lots of calls and emails from friends and colleagues who have, you know, they got this because of the situation. People were either losing jobs or they were very concerned about losing jobs. And so I felt as if I needed to do something about it. And that's when I formally started my speaking business about a year and a half ago.
Yes.
And because I felt like the message needed to be told with regard to people having controlling their own lives and being in charge of their own destiny. I do not believe that we are helpless individuals in terms of what happens to us. I do believe that we have a choice that we can make regardless of the situations that we encounter.
Exactly.
And so my radio show is about other entrepreneurs. I interview entrepreneurs from all walks of life who are being successful in this economy that we're in today. And so I'm doing that to just provide an example to other people about what is possible, even though the economy is not the most wonderful right now.
Yeah, but you know what I say, Dino? I think this economy is for entrepreneurs because we strive under pressure. That's why we are entrepreneurs, you know?
Yeah.
We strive under pressure. So the tighter we are pressed, the better we come out, you know?
Yeah.
I
do believe that entrepreneurship in a large way is also a journey in personal development, because you have to become a different type of person if you're going to become an entrepreneur successfully. Because like you said, the tough times are going to come, and you have to be able to face that tough time and say, even though times are tough and they're lean and I'm having some challenges, I'm determined to make it through this anyway.
That's
and
right.
So I think entrepreneurship makes us tough people, and it makes us resilient. And I think that's why some people don't do it, because it can be a frightening thing if you're not aware of what you need to deal with.
Yes. So I am sure that over the years and even now, you have experienced entrepreneurs who are people who would love to become entrepreneurs, but they are faced with a lot of different fears.
Yes.
And what are some of those fears, Dino?
I think the biggest fear that people have is the fear of failure. I think people say, well, okay, what happens if I don't succeed?
Mm-hmm.
What happens if I try to do that business venture and it doesn't work out? You know, what happens if I run out of money, or what happens if people don't like my product or my service? But I think that's the number one reason that people are afraid of starting a business, because they fear failure.
Yes.
But I've got two little boys and who are toddlers, and they are fearless. And at some point, we as humans, we start to become afraid of failing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think about my son, he's learning how to ride his bike. And, you know, we're taking the training wheels off. And, you know, there's only one way to learn how to ride a bike, right? If you fall down, you get back up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same way when they were learning how to walk. They fell down hundreds of times.
That's right.
But they didn't let that quote-unquote failure deter them from what they wanted to do. They decided, I see mom and dad walking around, this is something that I must do.
Exactly.
And so I think that's the biggest fear that people have is the fear of failure. There are a few other ones, but I think that's the biggest one.
And the other thing, too, that we all need to understand is, even in the jobs that we quote-unquote go to 9 to 5, there's failure in that, too.
Yes.
So you cannot let the fear hinder you from stepping out and following through on what you were created to do.
Yeah,
and
there are
so many resources now, Dino, that we can all utilize. So we don't really have to be fearful about the unknown, because there are so many people who have done it and done it right and is excelling in what they are doing.
Yeah.
And we can have those people to mentor us.
Yeah.
There are coaches. There are so many different people now. There is, if people don't want to pay for coaches, there is an organization by the name of SCORE. But there's so much available nowadays.
Yes, yes. There is certainly, if someone really wants to get started, there really is no reason they cannot get all of the information they need, all of the resources they need, all of the support they need to accomplish what they want to accomplish. Like you said, you know, we've got small business development centers in probably every major city in the country,
mm-hmm.
And probably even some non-major cities.
That's right.
You've got coaches out there. You have mentors that you can find someone who's in business for themselves, who is successful, and connect with them and ask them to help you through the process. And you can speak with them on a weekly basis or a monthly basis or even, you know, two or three times a year to have them help you along as you develop your business. And then there are lots of books that have been written about successful entrepreneurs. So there's lots of information out there for someone who really wants to do this thing. There's lots of information and lots of resources that are available so that you can be successful.
That's right. That's right. And people need to understand that in order to move ahead, you got to get out of the comfort zone of the fear that's holding you down. You need to reach out to others and ask questions.
Yeah.
You know, develop a list of the right questions and ask them, because you will get the correct answers as long as you have those questions asked. But I think pride gets in the way that people don't want to reach out to other people.
That's true. I think for some reason, I think entrepreneurs have a bit of a streak of maverick in us.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think there's a tendency to think that, well, I've got to pull myself up by my own bootstraps and I've got to do this on my own, when in fact, entrepreneurship is indeed a team sport. I think that you really do need to surround yourself with a team of good people. I was on the phone with a colleague of mine just the other day, and she was talking about how she was going to be having someone help her with her business plan.
Mm-hmm.
And she admitted that, well, you know, that's not my strong suit, so I'm going to ask this other individual to help me write a business plan. And I said, that's commendable, because far too often entrepreneurs will say, well, I can figure it out on my own, and
yep.
So I'll just buckle down and figure it out, when in fact we need to learn how to leverage the skills and the talents of
mm-hmm.
other people. And
right.
So I believe that the way to grow a big business is to make sure that you surround yourself with a good team.
That's
and,
right.
And not try to do everything yourself.
That's right. Because, you know, this another thing that is very prominent now is mastermind groups.
Yeah.
And the other thing people need to learn is that your mastermind group members does not necessarily need to be local to you. You know,
that's
people
yeah.
be international, because this is why we have the internet now. Everything is at our fingertips. Look at us this morning. I'm sitting here in my living room talking with you, and I'm sure you're sitting in yours as well. And we can do this show. We don't have to worry about going into a studio. And we are still, you know, investing in the listeners and giving them valuable information. So we do not need to be alone unless we choose to do that.
That is so true. I mean, like Walt Disney said, it's a small world after all. The internet and technology really have made, this planet is a small village at this point because, like you said, you know, internet and technology and cell phones and, you know, Skype, you know, you can call people on the computer. There is no reason that you can't connect and find somebody that you can relate to that can help you succeed in your business.
That's right. Dino, we have 44 minutes remaining, and I want to just ask you if you would give the listeners a checklist to kind of guide them out of that fear zone that they're in. What would that checklist look like?
I think that the first thing you need to do is realize that you are afraid. I'll call it acknowledging the fear. So you need to acknowledge the fact that you are afraid. It's like I think sometimes we bury the fear inside and we begin to make excuses. Well, I can't do it because of this. I can't do it because I don't have the money. I can't do it because I don't have the skills. And so we begin to make up other reasons why we can't start our own business or start doing a particular activity. I think we need to acknowledge the fact that we are afraid. And it's okay to be afraid. You just need to acknowledge the fact that you are afraid. I do a series that I compare starting a business with being a paratrooper or a skydiver.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing you need to do is, decide that, okay, I'm going to do this thing. So I acknowledge the fact that I am afraid, and it's okay to be afraid.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's the first step.
Mm-hmm.
I think the second step is to squarely face that fear, face to face. I like to use the analogy, and it's a common one. If you think about when you were little, a lot of times small kids are afraid of the dark.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're, you know, they don't want to go into their bedroom because it's dark in there. And you don't know what's in there. There's unknown. So we're afraid of things we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as you go in there and you turn the light on, then, okay, the darkness dissipates.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I can see where everything is. So I think that's the second step. You need to face that fear squarely.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You need to face it and realize, okay, this is it. I'm going to address it directly. And then thirdly, I think you need to do the thing that you are afraid of doing. Because I think then when you do the thing that you are afraid of doing, the fear loses its power. And I've been, some of my friends and family and colleagues think that I'm a bit of an adrenaline junkie, I'll say, because I have a Harley motorcycle, and I've been skydiving, and I like whitewater rafting, and I like climbing rocks. People say that, oh, Dino, you're an adrenaline junkie. I enjoy challenges. I enjoy facing challenges. And, in fact, I've gotten to the place where if there's something that frightens me, I want to do it. Because I know that once I do it, then that fear no longer has power over me.
Exactly.
It's the same way with public speaking. A lot of people fear public speaking, and they say people fear public speaking more than they fear death.
Mm-hmm.
But the moment you begin to stand up in front of a group of people and you speak to them from your heart and you're no longer worried about what they're going to think about you, fear of public speaking goes away. And so I think that's the third step. First of all, you need to acknowledge your fear. You need to address your fear. And I think you need to do the thing that you most fear. And once you do that, the fear will go away. It may not go away immediately. It may not go away totally. But it will no longer paralyze you.
That's right.
It's the same way with losing a job. I think one of the reasons that I am an entrepreneur today is because about 15 years ago, maybe even a little longer than that, I lost a job, and I was without work for, I think it was 4 or 5 months. And some people might be saying, oh, well, Dino, I've been out of a job longer than that, or maybe people haven't been out of a job that long.
Mm-hmm.
But what that experience taught me was I could survive that. When it first happened, initially I was terrified, as you might imagine. I had no idea what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Where am I going to get money to pay for the bills and help, you know, with the household expenses?
Mm-hmm.
But as time went on and I determined that I was going to make it through that experience, the fear of failing and being out on the street homeless, it began to dissipate. And eventually I got another job. And so looking back on that experience, I said, you know, I can survive not having a job. And so I think it's the same way. When people have a fear, I think they should face it directly and do that thing that you fear most, and it will lose its power over you. I really believe that.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. So I hope people got that checklist there, because everything you mentioned, Adino, is on point. Is on point. So we just need to step out. And as you were going through that and you were talking about public speaking, it was just this Thursday, a lady in my class, she looked at me and she asked me the question, how did you get so bold?
Mm-hmm.
And the question startled me because I have never seen myself as being bold. But then we went into a little discussion, and then another lady in the class, she saw that I was kind of startled by the question, and she said, well, she turned to the other lady and she said, well, I think it is because she has such great confidence. But it was an interesting thing to see how others view you.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought of the question driving home after the class. And all of a sudden, Dino, I said, she's right. I have been praying to God for boldness.
Uh-huh.
Because as an entrepreneur working with diverse groups, both, you know, cultural groups and other demographics and all of that, I always pray, God, give me the boldness to always step forth with you in mind.
Yeah.
Because when I step out, I'm just the shell, but inside of me, God is going to be manifesting through me. So I have been praying for boldness over the years. So when I see her this week, I'll have to let her know that. Things and we don't even realize that we got what we asked for.
Right,
you know?
Right. Yeah, and I believe that boldness, and I think that's a good way to put it, is it can be progressive.
Mm-hmm.
Like I mentioned, when I compared starting a business to being a paratrooper, I do a series of exercises with people that I'm working with where, just like a paratrooper, they don't start off jumping from thousands of feet up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
They start off by jumping off of a 4-foot platform, right? And then they progress to a 10-foot platform. And
mm-hmm.
then they maybe work up to 20 feet. And then they go up to 50 feet, 300 feet, okay? So as you get used to jumping from a certain level, your confidence, like you mentioned, begins to go up. It's like, well, okay, I get comfortable jumping from 10 feet.
That's
and
right.
Then when I go to 100 feet, I get comfortable jumping from that level. And then when I go to 1,000 feet, I get comfortable at that level. So I think boldness comes from taking action.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you don't take action, you will become more and more fearful, because I think it's one of those dichotomies. You either get stronger or you get weaker.
That's
so when
right.
I'm faced with a challenge, when I'm faced with something that frightens me, I have a choice. either I'm going to cower and allow this situation or event or person to frighten me and have me just kind of run away and go into a corner, or I'm going to deal with the situation and address it. And quite often when we address it, it's not nearly as fearful as we've made it out to be in our minds.
That's right.
Because I think the fear is mostly in our minds as opposed to the actual situation.
That's right. And the other thing, too, yeah, it's in our minds, and then we start going around and we start asking people who have never done anything close to that whether or not they think we should do that.
Right, right.
They keep adding onto that fear. So we get so paralyzed and we never step out for action.
Right. That is so true. That is so true. I've read and reread, and one of the books that I read, and I don't know if you read it or not, is Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich.
Oh, yes.
And I was listening to one of his CDs the other day, and he was talking about how the average person tends to compare what they have done and their mindset in terms of what's possible to what they've done, as opposed to maybe talking to somebody who's done it. It's like, well, I've never done that before, so it must not be possible, as opposed to talking to someone who's done it before.
That's right.
You'll see that indeed it is possible. Like you're saying, people tend to talk to folk who haven't accomplished the things that they want to accomplish, and they get their opinion when that person or those people do not have the perspective from which to give them any advice.
That's right.
If you've never done it, you think it might be impossible.
That's right. They say, show me 5 of your closest friends, and I can tell you who you are. If you are looking to be a successful entrepreneur, you need to surround yourself with people who are successful in that arena.
Right, right. Yeah, that goes back to what you were saying. That goes back to what you were saying about mastermind. Those people that you surround yourself with, that you choose to interact with, that you choose to get counsel from, need to be people who are where you want to be,
as
opposed to people who are where you are, because that's the only way that you can grow. Because you need a higher vision of yourself.
That's right.
Before you can get there, because I do believe it's a mindset thing. As a man thinketh, so is he. Right. So if I'm thinking, you know, down here like a chicken, this is not, you know, I've heard this analogy before. If I'm thinking like a chicken, then I'm going to live my life a certain way. But if I'm thinking of myself as an eagle,
the choices
I make will be totally different.
I have programmed myself, Dina, that if I am associating with in a group or anything, and I'm the smartest one there, it's time to move on.
Right.
Simple means I am adding value, but I'm not getting anything. And I want to say that to the listeners as well. Start assessing who you are with and the organization you are part of. If you are just going to meeting and you are the only one contributing and everything, you're in the wrong group. It's time to move on.
Right.
You have votes on that group, and don't sit there and punish yourself because you feel guilty because you have been part of the group for a long time. Need to look at it as a season, and the season has matured, and it's time for you to move on.
I believe that we are meant to grow from wherever we are. I believe that growth is unlimited. So that I think that was a great analogy you made. That it's like if you are somewhere where you are not growing any longer, you do need to go to another place where you have much more growing to do, where you feel uncomfortable, in fact.
Exactly. And you know you don't just not turn up, but you leave in a respectful way. You just let the group know it's time for you to move on. You wish them success and offer your services. They can always call you to consult or to brainstorm with, but you need to move on because your work here has come to an end with
right.
them
and
part of the group.
Exactly right. And your moving on will actually give someone else the opportunity
That's
to grow.
Right.
Because
up.
as long as you're there, they will not be able to deal with the situation.
That's right. That's right.
And I think sometimes we have a little bit of ego, where it's like, well, the group can't function without me.
Oh, please.
And it's just not true. The group will go on when you leave.
Oh, yeah.
Because someone else will step up and grow as they need to grow to get that job done. And so we need to move on so that we can grow and so that the person who's behind us, so to speak, can
yeah.
grow as well.
Exactly. You know, when people tell me stuff like that, I always ask them, so what happened if you die? You think
exactly
you're gonna,
right.
You know?
Yep, yep.
The other thing I want to talk to you about, Dina, is multiple streams of income.
Uh-huh.
I listen to all the millionaires, the multimillionaires. I've listened to Tony Robbins and some of the others. And they are talking about multiple streams of income. You must have something that's going to give you residual income and something that, even if you're not here, as an entrepreneur, your family can still be reaping the benefit of that. And looking at you and learning the things that you do, I realize that you are a true believer in that. Would you like to talk a little bit about that?
I do believe in having multiple streams of income because I believe it's a matter of being adaptable because the economy ebbs and flows, which is a natural course of things. It should never surprise us when the economy goes up and then it comes down. In fact, I did a CD recording entitled How to Do a Startup During Down Times, where I talked about the economic cycles. It should never surprise us that the economy goes down because it must do that because it's like a sine curve. It goes up, it goes down,
mm-hmm.
and it will continue to repeat itself.
Mm-hmm.
So we should never be surprised by the fact that the economy goes down, but I believe that we should be adaptable and able to benefit regardless of the economy that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
And so as entrepreneurs, we should always be alert and on the lookout for needs that are not being met.
Right.
And regardless of the economy that we're in, there are always needs that need to be met. And
mm-hmm.
there's always a better way to do something. And so we have to stay alert and not become complacent that the idea that I have that has been successful will always be that way. We have to make sure that we are staying fresh and we're staying relevant because
mm-hmm.
times change, technology changes, everything. My wife and I were going to the store, and all of us were in the minivan on the way to the store, and we drove by a traditional photo shop, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we began to talk about how I haven't been to a regular photo store in
right.
probably 10, 12 years.
Wow.
Because you no longer need to go there, right?
Yeah, because
first of all, you know, the big boxes, they are doing the photo development. And then I've got a digital camera, so I don't even need film anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a matter of being adaptable. So
yes.
I think that having multiple streams is a way that can keep your head above water regardless of what's going on
mm-hmm.
in the economy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I will say this, that we should not, I'll say, spread ourselves too thin,
exactly.
and maybe that's not the way I should say it. I think we should make sure that we are successful in one area
mm-hmm.
before adding another stream. I'll
right.
say that. Make sure you are having success and you really focus on one stream and you are actually successful in that stream before you add another stream, because otherwise you're just kind of too scattered and you're not successful in any of the areas that you're trying to be successful on. So you need to focus on one stream long enough to make sure that it's working, to make sure that it is indeed generating income before you move on to the next one. Otherwise, you every time something comes along, you get distracted. Because I do believe there are hundreds, if not thousands, probably more than that, ways to be financially successful. And I think what happens sometimes to people is they start something and perhaps they're not having immediate success. And then they see something else over here where somebody else is having success. It's like, well, let me go over there. Since they're having success, let me put this on hold and go over there. When, in fact, there are hundreds of thousands of ways to be financially successful. So just because you haven't achieved your success where you are working right now, don't give up on that stream. Because I think people think, oh, well, this isn't working for me right now. Let me move on. It does take effort. You've got to stay around long enough to achieve some success.
That's right. Because the other thing too, Dina, you know they say the grass always looks greener on the other side, and I tell people, then you need to start fertilizing your own. Because
they're
looking on this person that is prospering over there, is growing and everything, and people never ask the question, how long have you been doing this?
Exactly right.
If they ask that question, they will notice that people have paid their dues.
Yes.
They weren't sitting around expecting a microwave result.
Right.
They did what they had to do. They were diligent. They invested in themselves. They looked for expert advice. They got mentor. And now they were standing on solid footing, and they could really do what they are set out to do. So, again, we are back to ask questions. Don't be quick to run. Don't be looking for get-rich-quick things.
Right.
Say, you know.
Yeah, I believe we should take the mindset that, okay, I'm thinking about a particular business venture. I think we should go in saying, I'm going to do this to the best of my ability for at least 5 years. At least 5 years. Because it takes that amount of time to really get comfortable doing what you're doing, to make sure your name is known in whatever particular marketplace that you're working in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, far too many people, I think they try something for 3 or 4 weeks and they feel like they've tried it. It's like, are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
It's like you have to, and if it's not something that you feel like, okay, I want to be doing this for the next 5 years, then that's probably not something that you should get involved in.
That's right.
Because you need to be able to be committed to that particular business venture for at least that long, because you have to be able to suffer through, I'll say, a few low cycles, right? I mean, because there's going to come those times when you gotta deal with some low stuff, and the successful entrepreneur is the one that hangs in there even when things look bleak, because, you know, they say that the day is brightest right after midnight.
Exactly.
And I know I jacked that quote up, but daylight comes right after, you know, it's really, really dark.
Exactly.
And so if you run away at the first little sign of difficulty or slow sales or a few rejections by potential clients, you won't be successful because you won't have weathered the storm.
Yeah, and you know, one of the things that entrepreneurs or small business owners tend to forget is that it is their responsibility, it is their duty, it is their right to keep themselves motivated.
Yes.
Instead, they are looking outside for motivation. Motivation is an inside thing. And then you get the inspiration to be motivated when you are around the right people.
That's right. That's right.
The other reason that one of the other things people need to remember, your motivation is coming from your inside.
Yes.
We only have 19 minutes remaining. Would you please tell the listeners how to reach you and some of the programs you do, and tell them about when your show is on, and then we'll go back to our conversation.
Okay. The best way, I guess the immediate best way to get in touch with me is to go to my website, www.dinoherbert.com, D-I-N-O-H-E-R-B-E-R-T. And from there, you can go to several other places. I'm also on Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/DinoHerbert, where my my program Everyday Hero is on. This month, in fact, starting next week, I'll be doing a series with healthcare entrepreneurs because, you know, that's big in the news right now. Congress is struggling with how to fix the industry, and so over the next several weeks, I'll be talking to entrepreneurs about the healthcare industry and how we can go about fixing that.
Okay. Now we have 18 minutes remaining. So, what are some things we can look forward to from you over the next 3 to 5 years, Dina?
Over the next 3 to 5 years, something that I'm working on right now, I am working on a new website and a program whereby, like I said, I'm comparing starting a business to being a paratrooper or being a skydiver.
Mm-hmm.
And I am working on a series of programs, basically working on a jump school, if you will, to help young entrepreneurs, would entrepreneurs go through the steps of running a business.
Wow.
So the first step is mindset, and we've been talking about that. So we'll have a series on mindset and how, just like before you take a jump out of an airplane, you need to decide that that's something you're going to do. So you need to get your mind right. So we're going to do a whole series on mindset and how you need to become mentally tough and the things that you need to do to get to that place where you can decide that this is indeed something I can do, and you make up in your mind that no matter what comes my way, I'm going to go through. Okay, so that's the first step. Next step is being in the plane. And I use the plane. The plane is your existing job. So the plane is actually your jumping off point. And a lot of times people think entrepreneurs are reckless. A lot of times people think skydivers or paratroopers are reckless. Why would anybody in their right mind jump out of a perfectly good plane, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why would anybody in their right mind leave a safe, secure job with benefits and 401k to start this uncertain venture, this uncertain business venture? Why would anybody do that? Well, it's not really a reckless thing because you do prepare your mind, first of all, like I said, and then you use your job as a jumping off point. So
mm-hmm.
there are things that you need to be doing while you are in your current job. There are steps you can be taking. You can take advantage of that time. You don't just, okay, one day I'm going to leave. Utilize that time that you are there to jump off. In fact, there have been entrepreneurs who have actually created and developed such a good relationship with their existing employer that their existing employer became their first main client. I know entrepreneurs who have done that, who have continued to sit in the same desk that they sat in, but now instead of being an employee, they're now a consultant.
That's
and
right.
Their employer is now one of their main clients. And so you have to make sure you're taking advantage of the time. You know, I know a lot of people might be frustrated, oh, I don't like this job, I'm ready to go, and they're just thinking about leaving, but you need to make sure you develop and take advantage of the time that you are there before you jump.
Exactly.
Okay, and then the next phase we talk about is the phase I call it the Geronimo phase, right? This is the phase when you take the leap and you're in free fall, right? And so just like when you start your business, when you first step out of that plane, it takes your breath away. And your initial reaction is, I'm going to die. What have I done? Is my parachute going to open? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Is the amount of savings that I have going to last me? So these are the thoughts that you're going through, and you're in panic mode, right? You're doing everything. You're the secretary. You're the receptionist. You're the accountant. You're the CEO. You're the delivery boy. You make coffee.
Mm-hmm.
It's a crazy time when you first start your business. So that's what I call free fall. And so we talk about how to deal with that level, that area of your business when it seems like everything is falling apart and you're going to smack the ground, right? So we talk about that phase of the business. Eventually, though, if you hang in there, I think a lot of times people bail out at that point. If you hang in there, your chute will open.
That's right.
And at that point, even though you're still technically falling, right, the rate at which you're falling is a lot slower. And so now you can look around. You can breathe easy. You can now hear yourself think. You can hear yourself talk now. You know, you're no longer falling at 110 miles an hour. You've slowed way down.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, you have control of that parachute. And you can decide, okay, I want to land over there, over here to my left.
Right.
Or maybe I want to land over here to my right. And
See,
at that point, you have more control of your business, and you can decide where you want to take your business.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You're in that phase. And then once you decide where you're going to land, I liken it to the paratrooper. When that paratrooper hits the ground, that's when they begin to really get to the business at hand. And
mm-hmm.
so at that point, you hit the ground and you begin to dominate your market, right?
Mm-hmm.
So whatever industry you're in, whatever market you're in, you have gone through the phases of that business. So when you hit the ground now, you are the one to beat. You are the leader.
Mm-hmm.
And so you are there to accomplish the mission. So those are kind of the five phases we're going to be going through the website, and eventually I'm talking to a few people about doing some jump schools, and we're working on some details regarding to how exactly we're going to do those jump schools.
Okay.
And so I'm excited about that. With regard to interviewing entrepreneurs, in addition to doing it on the internet radio, I'm having some conversations with some folk about doing some video recordings of entrepreneurs. So we're doing some face-to-face, sit down at the table interviews with entrepreneurs, and we're going to be working on that as well over the next several years as well. So I'm excited about what the future holds,
mm-hmm.
and it's one of those things where this is all new ground for me. I don't have experience in several of these areas, but that's one of the reasons I want to do it, because it's going to stretch me.
Right.
And it's going to cause me to learn things that I have never learned before, do things that I've never done before. And as a consequence, I'll grow like I've never grown before. So I'm excited about what the next several years are going
Wonderful.
To do. I've also started a healthy beverage distribution company.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I started that, because I believe it's a really simple business, because a lot of times people have been asking me questions about, well, Dino, I want to start a business, but I don't know what type of business I can start. You know, architecture is something that I really don't have the time or the inclination to do architecture or real estate. Those
mm-hmm.
are kind of technical type businesses that you've been involved in the past. And so I started this business as a way to help other people and to help provide an example of just a simple business. I've got something to sell, and people either buy it or they don't. So it's a really short sales cycle, unlike architecture, which, you know, you can take years to get a project.
Oh, yeah.
Unlike real estate, where it can take, years to find the proper land that you want. It can take, years of negotiating the land. It can take years to build the building. It can take years to get your tenants in there and get that thing profitable. This particular business is really simple. The sales cycle is really short. Do you want a cup of this? Yes or no? It's a really simple thing, and so that's something I'm working on as well to help be an example for other folks.
Wonderful. Well, I pray, Dina, that you'll keep me in the loop of what's
happening. Yes, indeed.
If there's any area of this project you think I can add value to, don't hesitate to call on me. And
I will do that.
For launch, I hope you'll come back here to send the word out to people so they know about it. I want you to know you always have a platform here to come and talk about the things that you are doing.
I appreciate that so much, Daphne. I enjoy being on your show. You do very good work.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You know, we are all a work in progress, but God has been good to me. When I started the radio show 18 months ago, I started traditional radio, and then since March I'm on Blog Talk, and the cable show I've had for like 6.5 years. I dedicated them to God, and I said, I need you to speak through me to your people, because I don't always know what my listeners want to hear, but the Holy Spirit knows. And the Holy Spirit always tells me what question to ask the guests, because there's somebody out there that knows that question. And I know a lot of people don't understand my format, and really it's not for them to understand.
Right.
So long as the listeners are getting what they need. So.
Yes, indeed.
We are
indeed.
All a servant. We are a vessel. And when I find someone that really adds value to my listeners, I get super, super excited. And you are one of those people, Dina, and I just appreciate you very much. I want you to take I want you to take 3 minutes and just give a summary thought, please.
Okay. Well, we've been talking about I guess facing fears, basically. We've been talking about how to face your fears and how to grow as a person.
Mm-hmm.
And when we were talking about fears, we were saying you must acknowledge the fact that you're afraid,
mm-hmm.
and you must address that fear that you're encountering, and then you must do that thing that most frightens you.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that most people, I'll say 95% of the people, I believe, have something in their heart that they could be an excellent entrepreneur at. Because I believe it's all about freedom.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that we were indeed created free, and we should indeed be free if we are to become the people that we are capable of becoming. And so I believe that we must not be afraid of difficulty. We must not be afraid of challenges. We must dedicate ourselves to growing and being the best that we can be. And I think the only way we can do that is by being uncomfortable.
Mm.
And I believe that one of the things, like we said, public speaking, skydiving, and starting a business, those are things that people are afraid of, are running from. I believe that we must do the things that we think that we cannot do,
mm-hmm.
in order to become people that we didn't know we could become.
That's right.
And so that's why I go around promoting entrepreneurship, because I really believe that it helps us become better people.
Mm-hmm.
It helps us become stronger people. It helps us to become more competent people, more self-sufficient people. And so that's what we've been talking about over the last hour, and it's been a great conversation. And again, I thank you for inviting me on my show, on your show. And you know, technical difficulties come sometimes, but that doesn't stop the show, right?
That's right.
We go on. That's right. We go on. We go around. We go under, and we continue to do those things that we want to do.
Over and you know, where there is a will, there is a way.
That's correct.
We were not going to let that technical difficulty stop you from giving to the listeners what they deserve to hear, because this is a timely conversation that people need. And again, I just want to thank you, Dina, for so eloquently blessing my listeners this morning.
Oh, you're quite welcome. It's been my pleasure.
Yes, continued success in all that you do, because you are out on a mission, and I know God will sustain you for a very successful end of the race.
I appreciate that.
Thank you. So keep doing God's work, Dina.
All righty.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, you were just in listening to the conversation with Dina Herbert and myself. I want to remind you that on the 23rd is another great conversation you will want to be a part of with Mr. Willie Crawford. Willie will be on telling entrepreneurs how to utilize joint ventures. So you don't want to miss that. And that is coming up on Wednesday the 23rd at 10 a.m. So remember to join us. And on the 30th, we are having Miss Kathy Crawford Hill. And Kathy is going to be speaking on designing your life. So here, Dina, this Saturday told you about how to step out of your fear comfort zone. And then Willie is coming on Wednesday, and he's going to tell you how to get the joint ventures that we need to do the things we want to do. And then on the 30th, Kathy is coming, and she's going to tell you how to design your life. So we are giving you all the tools that you need in which to do the things that you want to do. I want to encourage you to go back and listen to this episode today, because this was a powerful, powerful conversation with Dina Herbert. So send your friends there, you know, tweet it, Facebook it, everything that you can do. This message needs to be out there. Check his website out. Call him up, leave a comment for him about the conversation here, and go back and listen and listen and listen, because this is what will help you to follow your destiny. And this is the Queen of the Empowered Soul saying, so long, I want you to follow your destiny.
What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart? Love is the
I believe that he's concerned about me. I just begin to say this by faith to the Lord. And I need you to grab it in your spirit and say this. Thank you for showing me and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I dare you to declare it. Tell the Lord thank you for showing me. Hallelujah. And directing me. Speak to it. My destiny. Come on, you declare it to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I speak purpose tonight. Hallelujah. You will open that business and direct it. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. For every trial that came with this place. Hallelujah. For every struggle that came with this place. I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. See the breaking of day. It's destiny. That I know what I know, what I know, what I'm here for. Oh, yeah. Oh, for showing me to the Lord tonight and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. He's a strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody, you're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change nations and generations. Come on and praise your God.
want to go inside?
Thank you.